Alright, well, this is me again on one of my tangents, and I'm fucking driving and all that extra good shit. This bitch can't drive for shit. How do you go from one side lane? That was horrible. That was just horrible. Anyways, so I like to express my thinking sometimes, and sometimes I don't give a shit what people think. So right now, I was just thinking about if this world is really, truly a simulator, because Earth is, you know what I'm saying, educational avatar reality training habitat. And if that's the truest thing we heard, when we look back at, like, the stories we're told, whether it be through biblical sense or through hearsay, myths and legends and all that, you think, like, damn, that sounds like some real fantasy shit, right? But when you take the acronymic expression of Earth into consideration and perspective, you really begin to realize, like, wait a minute, that's not too fucking far off. This is an interesting little avatar habitat reality training seminar. You know what I'm saying? Simulation. Whole shit. Because look, we got aliens both above and below. You know, as above is below. We have different kind of entities. We see the shit happen in front of us most of the time. Like, oh my God, that chair is floating. Or that object just moved. Or that person just went from being super actual, you know, what, nice and caring to demonic in a split second. It's like we see these different perspectives of how this world that we're inhabiting is just a perspective of our internal vision to what we need to see around us, or what we see within us. And unfortunately, we are sharing this fucking habitat, and with the people who also have this same perspective realize, huh, how can we get people to focus on a system that allows them not to express these inabilities, this inner ability, excuse me, and to be able to find themselves, explore it within themselves, to do Superman type shit, to do Thanos type shit, to do all those X-Men, Marvel, Capcom, superpower type shit, because we already have them naturally inside of us. But since we're so systematically oppressed and only can think about the thing that is approved through the association of everyone around us, we don't get to really hone in on those abilities. But when we see those abilities honed in by other individuals, you know, through whatever practice they have, you look at it like, we look at it like, oh, that's fake, oh, that's made up. But when it happens right there fucking in front of your face, it's like, oh my God. When that statement, oh my God, leaves your mouth, who the fuck is your God? Because if you can see someone do godly-like abilities, what's stopping you from attaining the same damn thing? What's stopping you from achieving and realizing within yourself the same damn thing? Oh, here's that statement again. Oh my God, you're right. Whoa, would you look at that statement fly out people's mouths half the time? If we realize that from the biblical context, from all the history, the knowledge and shit that's been passed down from the first word spoken, from the teachings, you know, basic instructions before leaving Earth, when they said that we are created in their image, or they are like us, doesn't that give you like a light switch? When we bit from the tree of knowledge, doesn't that give you like the light switch to start looking more within self? Because first and foremost, if people look at the symbolism, oh my God, there's so many of them. The symbolism, people got the misrepresentation that the serpent in the garden that persuaded Eve of the possibilities of perspectives through the lack of insight on the things that were given to us or given to her at that time. People who understand, if not, fuck off. But that serpent is actually a misnomer. It's not the devil. Just do your own research and find out what the serpent, a serpent, really represents in all terminology. Then you start putting the Hansel and Gretel breadcrumbs together and you see a trail of things that we weren't taught for reasons. Well, do your own fucking discovery. But that's one of my tangents of passion, because it's just like an epiphany to me. This world we live in, we've been handed the wrong script. We've been handed the wrong trail. We've been given the wrong perspectives. And so since our perspective was so misconstrued, our insight in ourselves is misconstrued. Our vision of how we appraise and acknowledge and validate ourselves are misconstrued to where we can't even, or I guess you could say, acknowledge ourselves the way we want to without some kind of outside validation. Because if it's not approved by the majority, it's not approved in your own situation, which is fucking ridiculous. Because in the end, if you are a direct descendant of God in his creation, why do you need any kind of outside validation? If you are a direct creation of God's hand, why do we allow us to be led, influenced, and pretty much validated by a fucking man? People don't think this far ahead, and sometimes my passion gets a little bit outrageous, but when it comes to these particular situations, these particular topics, all I want to do is hear everyone's perspective. All I want to do is hear everyone's insight. All I want to do is be able to take a moment of time, when we take in moments everywhere, to value another person's opportunity to express anything, everything, with no bias, no judgment. Why? Because that's what the fuck we were meant to do in the beginning. That's what the fuck we were meant to do to start off on this planet to. Once we attain knowledge, we're supposed to go around and attain more perspectives and insight to, I guess you could say, grow and influence our knowledge further, to expand our knowledge further, to find out the harmony within all of us to bring us together as one. Because if you look at the... Oh my God, the etymology is a beautiful thing for those who don't know. So if you look at the etymology of the word universe, okay, it pretty much means single song. Now, you can do all the history research you want to, and I promise you, you won't be disappointed. But it's a single song. We as individuals, we go about different frequencies, different channels, and you know what we get the fuck out of that? Nothing. It really is a single song. And we have so many languages separating us all, we can't even communicate the single song anymore. That's why the reality is manipulated. That's why the reality is fluctuated. That's why the reality, or this world, this opportunity, this situation, people hate it, dislike it, disdain it, all that. Pause for the cause. When you can find synergy in people, fucking beautiful thing. But you gotta find synergy in yourself to see it in anyone else. Facts. And sometimes when I talk, it's not me talking most of the time, you know, being a messenger, be a person of universal energy. Because sometimes when we say certain expressions, we say certain things, we don't always need to have the foresight of what we're saying, because we know that a message is being delivered, but the ears may not be actually on standby. So what we do, we just wait it out. Most of the time, we put it out there to the universe and hopefully someone else picks up the song, picked up the message. But you know what also tripped me out though? It's the fact that when you look that into shit like that, and you find out that the universe just basically means single song, then you start tapping into like, oh, what about a parallel universe or multiverse or If we look at a form of songs and singing, excuse me. If this is a single song and it's called a verse, where's the chorus? Let that linger. Where's the chorus? Because that just pretty much stems to all like frequencies and vibrations again, but that's a topic, that's a whole different time. All bullshit aside. But it feels good to be able to express myself. A lot of the times I have these thoughts in my head so much and different thoughts, I don't vocalize them. Like most people, we don't vocalize them. But that's how we miss the rhythm and tunes to find the song that gives us the opportunity to see the perspectives we need. When we learn to communicate better within ourselves or with ourselves, we can communicate to any and everyone else. We're more patient with any and everyone else. but when we have so many barriers and discrepancies and discernments and trials and tribulations within ourselves that we don't announce to everyone else, then yes, there's a need for therapists. Even those therapists need fucking therapists, which is redundancy. You know why? Because we don't articulate the fact that how we feel within ourselves to ourselves and validate it for ourselves. I mean, it really just kind of like passionately drives me in a way that I don't even know how to explain sometimes, let alone you'd be able to mansplain or vulnerability explain to a woman. When we don't have a singular validation to our own inspiration, our own ambitions, to ourselves, being in this fucking simulation, being in this world, being on this earth, it holds no more value, no more passion, no more drive, no more release of those chemicals in the brain that we as avatars inhabit to enjoy. And it's a downward spiral. So I don't understand why we don't have more discussions with people to, hey, really tell me how you feel without you even thinking about it. Just let your mind flow to the synchronicity of your body's understanding, though. Let that shit just come out. Then when you're done, don't evaluate it. Just feel good about it. You know, and as people receiving that shit, get the fuck off your soapbox. Get off your pedestal. And really be a person like you know you are behind closed doors. Some people let their titles, their clout, their notoriety be their own personality. And that personality is only a condition through the circumstances in which we allow us to be viewed within ourselves to other people. Or have an even fucked up more perspective, how we allow or how we think other people see us is how we need to portray the image they want to see from them. You know, it's so confusing, but I can articulate it further, but it's unnecessary. You know, you have too many fucking minds. When your mind is on this, mind is on that, mind is on this, mind is on that, why isn't your mind on you in this present moment and the interaction that's been, petitioned to you, with this opportunity that's been, you know, offered to you? Why isn't your mind on that? Why is your mind on so many other things that, when it comes to something real in front of you, you can't even see it, you can't even feel it, you can't even believe it, you can't even tune into it. Why? Because you're stuck in some other shit. You're stuck in some other bitch, stuck in some other nigga. Why? They're not prevalent in your life right now. As you breathe in and breathe out, and as I see you blink and not blink, and your chest rise and fall, why is your mind on everything else that's not right now? Why is your mind so convoluted with shit, whether it be on your phone, your Instagram, your Snapchat, your social media, your OnlyFans, I don't give a fuck what you have. Why is your mind so much on that it can't be on the present, breathing, touching, feeling, embracing moment now? But again, to each their own. Because this type of shit it drives me like a directional panel, every which way. And it's only because when people get interacted with on some genuine shit, like, hey, honestly, I just want to know, what's something you value in yourself that you feel can be appreciated by everyone else? Bruh, when you hit people with real life questions, you can watch the conflict in their eyes. You can feel the conflict in their body language. It's so disruptively disgusting sometimes that I feel bad for even asking a real fucking question coming from a real motherfucker and hoping that you're a real motherfucker too. And I just watch you like shrink in your own motherfucking avatar because you don't spend that much time really thinking about yourself. Really validating yourself, appraising yourself, being aware of yourself. Because if it's not acknowledged in someone else, you will never see it. If it's not touched on by society, you would never believe it. And if it's not talked about in your family, nigga, that's a real one. If it's not talked about in your family, known about in your family, then you will never achieve it. Your ambitions will never go that way. Conditionings. Married to conditionings. Married to bad habits. But don't even realize that kind of relationship exists within yourself. But again, that's just a tangent. My affirmation is always something I stick to. Allow the God in me to receive the things I need to be. Allow me the gift of foresight to see the path in front of me. And now that I'm on this path, and the vision I see clearly, it's hard for me, it's difficult for me not to see people sin. And don't think of it as the biblical bullshit text it is. Really look at the etymology of it, okay? People who are intelligent enough don't look at the surface social media, the rewashed, rewritten perspective of things. Don't do that. Because when you look at shit based on the views accepted by everyone in the present day, you don't realize the magic and the wordplay of how it affects you from an ancient way. Okay? Because that shit needs to resonate with you. And if these current situations don't resonate with you, do your own history. Do your own insight and find the perspective of why it doesn't feel right. Because truth be told, the answer's already inside of you. If you don't seek him out, the life you try to find will never be outside of you or in view. But again, that's just a tangent. I mean, sitting on the other side of the car, I gotta wait a few minutes. I don't wanna keep opening the door on the side of the traffic. There are so many gifted individuals. So many people who have like innate abilities. Traits, attributes, values. But so many of those same people don't know how to articulate the things they feel, articulate the abilities they have. Or even if they do, the next level of conflict of, is this something that's societally acceptable, I guess you can call it, or accepted by society? Is it accepted by my circle of influence? Is it accepted by the social media? Is it accepted by you, yourself, individually? Do you accept you for its flaws? Do you accept you for its perfections? Do you wake up and see the sunrise and embrace the sun? And embrace yourself. Are the affirmations you tell yourself something that motivates you, inspires you, drives you to where you feel like you can resonate and inspire someone else? I mean, shit, questions are questions. The problem is people don't have enough insight to the questions they ask themselves, so they'll never see the perspective of the question asked by someone else. And that's kind of scary. Because even on a major scale, it's like, why don't people ask them those questions about the history and realize those who don't remember the past will repeat it? That's why you got the Mandela effect, or excuse me, deja vu, or it seems like we already did this before. Yeah. Yeah, because the algorithm or the program that you are allowing yourself to be in, they can reset and play the same movie. You know what I'm saying? In the media, social media, they call it a bank shot. You know, when they just show the same image again and show the same image again. And people got the goldfish memory syndrome, where you can go around the bowl and forget your environment and come back and see the same thing but think it's new again. Wake the fuck up, people. Wake the fuck up. That's why that terminology, wake the fuck up, is a big thing. Because you realize we just went around the same thing again. You know, you get jaded, you get ground down, to a point where you become nothing. That's why being on the grind is a bad thing. Because you look at the terminology grinding, that shit means you grind down to nothing else exists, to your nothing. When you grind yourself down in the systematic oppression or being a cog, you get ground the fuck down. Next you know, you get used the fuck up. There's nothing left of you. You get jaded, you get broken. You get to a point where you want to put on a facade. You lose yourself so much spiritually awareness that you have to put on a fake image. You have to put on a fake avatar to your avatar. It's like, come the fuck on. We're already here in a body. We're already inhabiting a body, okay? You can fine-tune this body like a fucking plant can fine-tune its conditions or fine-tune itself to its conditions. There is no thing your body cannot do if you have the synchronicity of understanding, validating, and understanding of you. You could do anything, everything. But because we have too many thoughts outwards, too many thoughts about this, that, and the other, we no longer get to see who we are beneath the surface level or underneath the cover. That's lost. And that's what's fucked up. Because if we can realize how many valuable things we have underneath the surface level, and how we can literally share our experiences with one another, the simple understanding of harmony is coming together between two or more people, to me. So when we live in harmony and we have the understanding of I love me, and I can see that you love you too, now let's come together and find the commonalities of how we can love one another and bring more love to our community, more love to our circle of peace. But again, that's just a tangent. I left the keys in the car and the whole shit. Okay, sometimes when I feel too good, I misstep. At the same time, I don't. I feel good. I feel like beyond amazing right now. And it's fucking amazing. Okay. Whoa, hello there. Slow down, lady. Come around that turn. Jesus Christ. What? You see how natural that is to say that shit? It's like saying a curse word, but in a misnomer way, because Jesus Christ is a fictional character. I mean, literally, if you look at the etymology of the syntax of the name, where it came from, there's no J's in the original Bible. They made that shit up, but they make a lot of shit up. So when we say that, we're actually saying particular spells and casting spells and acknowledging deities and entities that are not on our side, are not really here for you. But I mean, again, to each their own, and this is my own personal opinion, my personal insight, and my personal perspective. We have to be careful with some of the things we say, even in the external broadcast, communication, channeling, summoning, beckoning, in regards to our own validation appraisal. You know, when we seek out, you know what I'm saying, when we pray to certain deities, pray to certain entities, pray to certain opportunities, do we really know where the source code comes from that we're asking to receive in ourselves? And are we willing to accept the message when it comes, if it's delivered from someone else or from something else? You see, because sometimes we allow ourselves to be only one-way directional antenna. We don't understand that the other messages may come from somewhere else, may come from something else. And if we're only receiving it and hoping it and believing it from one direction, you won't you want to acknowledge it from something else. You want to validate it from something else. I know it's a little hard to explain, but bear with me. When people have a close, tight-knit mindset or a tunnel vision mindset, they only can see themselves in one direction. So when people have the same thing with their hearing, they're allowing their minds to take in, you only can hear and see things in one direction. Check this out. So you have two ears and one mouth for a reason, okay? That means you're supposed to listen twice as much as you speak. You have two halves to your mind for believing, okay? That means you're supposed to take in both perspectives respectfully. You know, some people look at the logic side, some people look at the abstract side, some people look at the feminine side, some people look at the masculine side. Doesn't matter, right? That means there's two sides to every person. I'm a Gemini off top, and I know that through and through. That's why my elevation station is so tuned in that I want to give you guys the opportunity to follow me, like I want you to see that you can follow and see yourself too, period. So when you understand that duality within every single breathing person on this planet, you understand that you need to acknowledge that duality, appreciate duality, and validate that duality. Because when you accept that duality, you be able to accept that there's another perspective to your reality. Check that out. So that's why when I go back to the first previous statement, I said, and it follows your view. When you look at things too singular perspectively, or singular insightfully, you will never be able to see the rest of the view of the world potential around you, this earth ability around you, because your avatar is stuck on pretty much level one. And your age, as they call awareness, age is only a reflection to your level and awareness of life. So when you become more life prone or more life experience, your perspective rises up, your level rises up. But when you get stuck acting like a kid and your perspective stays like a kid, or your perspective stays tuned into the wrong frequency, guess what? You become that. Kind of like how some people love watching drama, love watching action, love watching whatever you allow your radio wave body, your antenna, your receiver, your body is a big ass receiver. So whatever frequency you allow yourself to be tuned into, that's the perspective of the earth habitat training simulation is going to give you. So everything will look like that. Everything will feel like that. Until you change your frequency. Okay. Confession time. When you decalcify your third eye, you open yourself up to a lot of things. Especially when you know how to balance your frequency, you open yourself up to a lot of things. Right now, my frequency is so open to where I see more things now than what I used to, and I wonder how did I go about life so blind. Again, life so blind. Life is for experience. How did I go about all the experiences without seeing what I see now back then? That's a question for a different time. So I started doing this free spoken opportunity because I got told by so many people that, man, dude, put your voice out there. You have a gift, you have an ability, put it out there. You know, TikTok, other sources be like, yo, post your fucking material, post your shit, put it out there. So this is me starting off putting it out there, letting the world and people know that I have a very unique gift. You know, I come from the streets. I've been through a whole lot of shit, and I still currently go through shit. But my perspective on the insights that now that I go through, it doesn't affect me like that. Because I know that because the system taught me wrong, I'm gonna correct it and do so much better. And I'm gonna leave something behind for all those I brought into this this earth, this planet. And for those I brought in, I'm gonna make sure I leave with something that can be valued in their entertainment, valued in their perspective again. Because for my history, I wasn't left shit. I wasn't really told shit. I wasn't really given the opportunity to be told to explore myself to see what kind of gifts I already hold shit. Nah. That shit's not really given to our community, our brown nation, our brown pride. Because black is a misnomer. But due to the systematic oppression, we let that shit ride. But we own that shit now. We can use it to a plus or a negative, given the proper perspectives. But again, that's to each their own and to everyone's own directive. We can touch on that later. They say that meditation is a key to appreciation. And I put my own articulation in this realization for the topic and discussion in this placement, okay? So follow me if you can. So meditation, the act of stilling one's mind. You realize you don't always have to be in a particular yoga pose or situation where you can quiet your mind. It's perspective. If you can quiet the unnecessary feelings in yourself, you can quiet the unnecessary imbalances in yourself, and then you can quiet the unnecessary thoughts in yourself and become calm and centered and open your third eye, you begin to realize that that's meditation. When you naturally do the subconscious things like you're driving, you're conversing, you're taking in the perspectives around you, you're meditating. You're not thinking about every little thing. You're not thinking about, okay, that car is going to signal, that car, what is it doing? That car over there, how fast is it going? How much pressure do I have on the gas? How much pressure do I need to put on the brake? The distance between the car in front of me. You're not thinking about all these misnomers, these unnecessary codes of thought, the unnecessary thoughts of training of thinking. You're not thinking about all that. It's naturally happening. Why? And how? You don't think about that either. But you would think about some unnecessary shit. Shit, that literally make the chemistry and makeup of your body change. You know, when you get pissed off, your body makeup change. When you get excited, you know what I'm saying? All that shit changes. I mean, think about it. You see animals and creatures of nature, when they do certain things with their body, it's a physical change, like chameleons. They physically change. Octopuses and things like that, they physically change. We as humans, even plants, they physically change. If it gets too cold, they wilt. If it gets too hot, they expand. You know, if it's bright outside, they get better. If it's cold and dark outside, they come down. People, plants, we're the same. So if you allow the programming in your fucking brain to change the physical makeup of how you appear or how you feel, you don't see how much power you really have. You don't see how much abilities you really have. Huh. So, when we get consistent patterns instilled in ourselves, we don't see the outcome of it all. For example, when a person consistently and constantly eats improperly, okay, it starts out small, you know what I'm saying, a little weight here, a little weight there, then it builds up like a snowball going downhill. When a person constantly, consistently allows themselves to be around negative people, negative opportunities, negative situations, you don't realize the conditionings you already instilled in yourself to react to them or anticipate them, whether they're there or not. It's like your body, your mind has to project it for you to respect it being a new experience, or a experience, not a new experience, but to be a experience. So when something new is introduced that redirects your perspectives, follow me, it shows a certain vulnerability, and to see if you're ready for that. But again, this is a tangent. I have those from time to time. Like any person sharing this earthly experience, there's layers to us, okay? There are so many layers to us that sometimes it's hard to find our center. There's so many layers to us as avatars, people, entities, whatever you want to label yourself as. There's so many layers that it's hard to find our center. But the thing is, it's not. Because every layer that you can acknowledge is a validation closer to your center. Follow me now. Every layer you can acknowledge is a validation closer to your center. So what does that mean? Take time to discover the layers about you. Eventually you'll find the center to you that's embraceable, faceable, relatable, tasteable, and you'll enjoy it. I promise you, you'll enjoy it. But again, this is a tangent. Confession time. So colors plays a major role to us as plants, all right? We're meant to ingest colors, we're meant to express colors. It's just kind of like nature does itself. The thing is, the absence of awareness causes us to misproject the representation of the colors we are embracing. All right, follow me. When you wear all black every damn day, you jade yourself to the colors of the world around you in some particular way. If you don't believe me, try taking a step back and realize how every day seems the same before you start embracing the fact that when you change the attire you wear, the color you express, the world resonates around you differently. Your views resonate around you differently. People receive you differently. But when you wear all black every time, just follow me. When you wear all black all the time, everything starts to seem like all black all the time. Trust me, I wear all black all the time because that's the color of my fucking skin in the eyes of people around us. I ask people sometimes, hey, what color do I appear to you? What color do I appear to you? Black. I'm like, ouch, that hurts a little bit. But just, you know, when you look at your shoes or your jacket or something that's around you, that's black. Now, when I put my complexion next to that, what do you see? Oh, well, you're actually brown. Yeah, I know, like kind of like hardwood floors or kind of like, you know, different hues of wood textures. The trees around you, they have different hues of color, right? So do I. But that was a tangent. But when I was getting back on discussion, when it comes to colors we wear and represent, that's what projects certain chakra points in us. Which is fucking crazy, because today I'm wearing a lot of blue, I didn't notice. And that's one of the vocal chakras, so that's why I can talk consistently today, and I kind of find myself talking a little too much, but whatever. The blue is a very passionate color, because when you wear enough of it, you realize that you begin to express not only the things around you, but you begin to express and learn more about you individually. Like, I begin to learn, like, the shit I talked about earlier, the layers, and validating and accepting the layers. So if we can validate and accept different colors around us, why do we get stuck on one fucking color for so long? Why do we have to accept a single favorite color and go revert back to that color, not knowing that color represents one particular thing? Fuck that. Yes, I understand how people can love more than one color. Okay, but do you wear and express that love for all those colors equally? Or do you revert back to one singular color? Or two singular colors? in my perspective of awareness, when I see persons and people around me wear variety and colors, I can see qualities about them that they don't. And I can acknowledge qualities and values in them that they can't. And I can discuss that with them on the fly with no fucking restrictions. But that's because that's my gift, that's my ability. I know my assignment on this earth. I know my assignment on this planet, in this universe. And I'm trying to fulfill it in a way that I leave something for those who follow me, who are inspired by me, can do the same. My end goal is to basically leave something behind for my kids' sake. That's my every move end goal. But it's hard because I've been conditioned and programmed the wrong way. I didn't get a chance to experience enough of the colors of the world around me and embrace them in myself to see the path that I can find and traverse, as opposed to being in a gray community or in a black community or in a this, that, and the other community to where there's no more colors I can embrace. There's no more opportunities I can see. But now that I'm aware and in tune and I can project the reality in front of me, you goddamn right I'm doing things differently. But back to the lecture at hand. That again was a tangent. When we allow ourselves to be stuck on one color, we only begin to see things one way. So I challenge people to just, hey, next time you want to look at your wardrobe, look at it really. Touch the colors, feel the colors, think about how they really reflect inside of you. Do you really want the world to see you as one-sided image, one-sided view? I can honestly tell you, no. But because this world's view is so left Twix, right Twix, Pepsi, Cola, left wing, right wing, this, that, it's so fucking divided, it's retarded. You know the thing that fucks me up a lot is this. The commerce of the United States of America is one of the biggest businesses around, okay? They have a slogan, a statement. United we stand, divided we fall. If you can't look at the syntax of each word, united we stand. You can break that down. If you want to talk to me later and break it down, I will, but I don't want to go too far in that. So our history shows us that when certain things happen, yeah, united we stand. Then divided we fall. But if united we stand on the wrong thing that's not in the context of we, they divide your ass up and break you down to where individually you fall. Breadcrumbs, baby. Follow that trail if you want to. But again, that's a tangent. But my first lecture and my first topic was colors, or colors. And people need to understand that there are hues to everything. Hues to people, hues to colors, hues to sensation, which is a variation in the intensity of something that's represented. Okay, so how we see things is different from person to person, situation to situation, night and day, and the intensity varies the same way. The opportunity in this is simple. Allow yourself to see more fucking...
Shallan had survived.
Allow yourself to see more hues. Allow yourself to be interacted with more intensities. When people get stuck on the same consistency, of course you're going to get the same results. Of course you're going to get the same perspectives. My goal, my opportunity I give to everyone is, I want to ask questions and I don't want scripted responses, right? Because when you already have a scripted responses, that means you're playing a role. I want us to step outside of that. Our avatar is already layered enough with bullshit, with fictitious shit, with shit that we can already see like paper thin results, all right? I want the prism of you, This is going to be a tangent. Follow me. So when you shine a beam of light through a prism, you get a rainbow, okay? We are that fucking prism. So the problem is we only allow certain beams of light to shine through. Think about that. We are a prism. We are the mind, body, and spirit, okay? The prism is a pretty much a triangular, structure. I haven't got too far deep into it, but my vision is on the point. So when you shine a light through that, you get a rainbow. That rainbow gives you all the colors that we as individual humans can see. But there are shades of intensity of a color. There are hues in between those major Roy G. Biv things that we see, you know? All the colors we see on a basic rainbow, there are so many other intensities of in colors. There are so many variations, violets of colors, just like there are people. But you can never express those other colors. You can never acknowledge the other colors till you realize the single intense beam that's already inside of you. If you don't express that light inside of you, you will never be able to shine to the other colors around you. And that is one of the biggest complications we face today, we embrace today, is accepting the light in ourselves to be able to appreciate the hues of intensity of everyone else. It goes so unannounced. It goes so unbroadcasted. It goes so unnoticed on so many variations and levels. Oh my God, it's ridiculous. We'll talk about that statement I just said, oh my God, momentarily. Oh, thank you. But even that statement is, that's another topic. But yes, when we lose the awareness of our color and the light in ourselves, we no longer can shine around everyone else. So when people say walking zombies, to me that basically means you no longer have that spark of life in you. You no longer have that belief, that awareness in you, to where any color can be instilled in you, projected in you, put in you, and that's the color you display around you too. You're dead inside. So you're gonna walk around infesting and killing everything around you because your light has been winked out of existence. Your light has been diminished. Your flame inside has been extinguished because you no longer fuel your own flame. You no longer acknowledge your own light. You no longer embrace your own insight and take in other perspectives. But again, this is a tangent. Sometimes I go off. I do. And what I mean by when I go off, my mind races faster than my voice can project, can articulate. And that's what happens when I tune into my ability and tune into myself. Like, I can feel the vibrations and the they call it messages on the wind, okay? So when you can feel all these different messages coming in because you're tuned in, it's hard to decipher sometimes which messages need to be reciprocated, broadcasted, vibrated, resonated. It's hard to discern those sometimes. And that's why sometimes people don't want to embrace that third eye, don't want to embrace that abilities they have, the gifts they have, because the discernment is not something that's taught, spoken of on a modern day level, on a society level, even in a household, religious, unfortunately, level. They only talk about certain scriptures, they only talk about certain passages, they only talk about certain things they want to portray, relay, and articulate to get you to follow suit, to get you to see what they want you to see. But, you know, that's a tangent, I'm sorry. the opportunity I want people to realize is that when we tune in so much to things around us that doesn't give us the view of what we need to be a part of, we lose everything. And so to be conditioned the wrong way for so long, to be programmed the wrong way for so long, it's hard to accept what's really everything. Because everything is one and one is everything. But they want to separate and divide and conquer. Divide and conquer. The division happens more than just on the materialistic plane that we see in front of us. The division happens on the mind, body, and spiritual level. Which frequency are you tuned into more? The mind being the things you allow yourself to see and take in. The body being the fact that what you allow yourself to ingest, you know, modify, deny, fluctuate, or the spirit, which you truly acknowledge and believe in yourself, which you truly allow the energy and frequency around people around you to be a part of you, the shared experiences. You got to really find that harmony of those three. In other words, to expand your awareness and to be on that hues of colors that you want to express and you want to believe. But until you can see that singular light, that singular flame in yourself and embrace it, it's hard for you to see the rest of the things around you. And sometimes it can be difficult. But rest assured, you're not alone. The husky got out. She had to chase her dog. He's like, man, fuck. I just wanted some freedom.